This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. I didn't know how much time I had. You know, that intro gives me enough time to close the window in the studio, turn on the on-air Studio A light, and get back behind the mic. That's great. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours a day from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Just go to USAprepares.com. Click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, and you'll be able to get to the podcast for free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and Nathan. Nathan is producing the worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. Meet up tonight. Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Movie night. We're going to learn about the music industry. What happened to Michael Jackson? How did he end up owning half of Sony? And why? Why was he murdered? And why? Why is it that the music performers are getting more away from the actual music and more into gyrations and obscene movements in public? Like Miley Cyrus. Have you seen her without her tongue sticking out? She's a disgrace. Gosh, how'd that happen? We're going to learn why, and we'll tell you about it during the course of the week after we discuss it at the meetup. Now, that's tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's. Next Monday, Joyce Riley is going to be doing a teleseminar with us at the meetup. Joyce Riley is a Missouri resident. And she's going to be phoning in from her farm, and she's going to be teaching us at the 7th, on the 7th. Then, the following Monday, Dr. Judy Wood is going to be at the meetup. She's going to drive in and spend the evening with us. She's going to do a book signing and autographs. And she wrote a really, really interesting book. And I've got a copy right here. It's Where Did the Towers Go? This book is an encyclopedia. It's like a college textbook. It is heavy. About 500 pages. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So she's going to be on with us tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about it. Frank Underhill's with us, and we're going to be talking about economics, survival economics. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Frank, it's always great to spend Monday mornings with you. And, you know, before we started the broadcast, you had asked me about, that legislative meeting I went to last Thursday. You want to hear how that went?
I do, and I'm sure your listeners would like to hear as well.
Man, oh man. Well, it's called the Locke and Smith, legislative organization. And what they, it's the Locke and Smith Foundation, and there are a bunch of volunteers who get together to review legislation proposed in Missouri, and they rank it based on just the constitutionality of it. And they rank those members of the Missouri legislature based upon how well they follow the Constitution. And what has happened is a lot of these guys who we elect and gals want to know, okay, how do I win this prestigious award? You know, the Locke and Smith Award, the annual award. And they want to know the secret. And the founders of the Locke and Smith Foundation, friends of ours, Tom Martz, Ken Hurley, you've heard them both on this broadcast, simply say it's real easy. All you have to do is follow the Constitution, and you'll win. And what happens is these guys just don't seem to be able to do that. So last Thursday there was a meeting at a restaurant, and I was there. And I was able to give a three-minute presentation. It might have been maybe 3 minutes and 15 seconds. But I said my piece, and I got off, from the center of the speaking area. I'll tell you what I said, exactly what I said. So here we go. All right. Did I lose something? Did something happen? Nathan, are we okay?
I'm here.
Okay. I just heard this strange sound. Okay. Thanks, Nathan. Here's what I said. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a registered voting member of one of the two largest crime syndicates in the United States. I'm a committee man, and my wife is a committee woman for the syndicate. Which syndicate doesn't matter. Both syndicates allow you, your wives, your husbands, your parents, and your children to be poisoned with the same chemical that the Nazis used in the concentration camps of World War II. Fluoride is a poison, rat poison. It's in the water, and it costs you $200,000 a year to kill yourselves. Slowly, it makes you docile. Michelle wants you to drink more. It lowers your IQ. And that's when I raised my glass of water and I said, cheers. Are people docile, lazy, sick, and fat? Those are the results of fluoride. There's your proof. Chemical weapons are outlawed by the Geneva Convention for use in war. Fluoride is banned in Europe. We're being poisoned legally right here, right now, tonight. Tomorrow, it's your children who get poisoned in school during breakfast and lunch. You have not stopped it. The police arm of the syndicate has employees who are bashing down doors of our homes, tasing us with electrical torture machines, and bludgeoning us with tools of war. Both syndicates allow the use of microwave radar guns in police cars that have the same technology that you use to boil water in your microwave oven. But you wouldn't pour that same boiled water on your child's head, would you? Both syndicates do nothing to stop the government crimes, because they are the government. Then after I said that, I described the three bills that I would like introduced. And here's bill number one. No Missouri government employee shall have prosecutorial nor judicial immunity. All Missouri state, county, city, and local government employees shall be held individually responsible for his or her actions, including but not limited to murdering anyone with tasers, guns, chemicals, electronics, and other tools that they select for their use. That's a one-sentence bill. The second bill that I introduced, bill number two, is another one-sentence bill. Actually, all three of these bills that I wanted introduced are one sentence each. The second bill is called the Elected Representatives Integrity Bill. All Missouri elected representatives shall read every word and understand every word of every bill that he or she votes on or is subject to being charged with a Class A felony. Now, for your information, a Class A felony carries a prison sentence of not less than 10 years. Okay, the third bill that I introduced is another one-sentence bill. It's called the Missouri Government Weapons Restriction. No Missouri government agency, department, government body, nor government person shall have the use of nor access to any weapon not available to we the people. That's what I said last Thursday. Now, Frank, what kind of a reaction would you think I'd get from saying those things?
I think you would get a round of applause.
Frank, I'd like to say you were right.
Standing ovation. And I'd like to... that you've laid out is unobtainable. It's reasonable.
Well, Frank, I'd like to say you were right, but I can't. Actually, I got no reaction. None. Nothing. Not a word. Nothing. I was like, who's up next? And I was the only person in Springfield, Missouri, that had the introduction of proposed legislation. I was the only person. And every seat was taken in this restaurant. It was not Ziggy's. There was only about 50 of us, so it was smaller than what we do at Ziggy's. But no one had anything to say. I was absolutely shocked. Shocked. I mean, I don't want you to think I hurt my shoulder patting myself on the back with these, but I really thought they were good. I thought that, the Missouri weapons, the Missouri government weapons restriction, I thought that was reasonable. You know, why should they have access to all kinds of weapons that we can't have? And why should we not have the elected representatives integrity bill, where we demand that every representative reads every word and understands every word of every bill that he or she votes on? I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And why should government minions, government thugs, government employees, why should they have prosecutorial and judicial immunity for their crimes? Why should they? Why shouldn't they be held to the same standards that we hold ourselves to? But, Frank, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Not a comment. Nothing. As a matter of fact, I was so disappointed with the reaction of those people that I left the meeting after a couple hours. They continued. And John Dollarhight was there, and Judy Dollarhight was there, and there was another young man there, and we all left. We all left. We couldn't take it anymore. There was a guy there. His name is Mike Moon. He was running for Congress. He ultimately got a job at the Missouri State House of Representatives. He was there, and he was the same guy that was with me and Dr. Howard Shane when the police came up to ask me to leave an event. Yep. He was standing next to me, talking to me and Dr. Howard Shane. The police came up and said, "Are you Vincent Finelli?" And I said, "Yeah, what's up?" And they said, "Would you please leave?" And I said, "Did I do something wrong? Did you see me do something wrong? What's this all about?" He took off like a scared rabbit. Yep. Mike Moon. Yep. Elected representative, Missouri State House. Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full coverage color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Wait a minute. My
pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com.
I don't consider my questions an attack.
Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, let me ask you this, Lene. Would you be killing that squirrel if that squirrel were turned over to the Department of Natural Resources? That is my question to you. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So the answer to my question is, I know. I know I'm on the air, I know, but Lene, you are not on the air, but I'm on the air, so my side of the conversation is being heard. Lene, I guess we'll have to continue this at a later time. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Let me tell you what that was all about. On our website, article number one, post number one, says Indiana Department of Natural Resources demands rescued squirrel from owner. And I put the phone number down there, and I just called that number. And I got to the Fish and Wildlife Department. I talked with Lene Petercheff, P-E-T-E-R-C-H-E-F-F. And what happened was this woman rescued a squirrel, a baby squirrel, raised it from very, very, very tiny. And you know what? She didn't get the permit that she needed to keep this squirrel. To keep this squirrel alive. So they have people employed in the state of Indiana who specialize in this. Now, they will come and take care of the squirrel, and it's not their intent to euthanize it. But why would anybody in their right mind call the Department of Natural Resources when they can take care of this themselves? They can raise a squirrel. But this woman had the audacity, the nerve, to not get a permit because she just raised a squirrel. So the full weight of the state of Indiana is coming down on her. And so I called to find out what was going on, and I asked if they would kill this squirrel. And they did not like that question. They told me that my questions were out of order, and they did not want to continue talking to me. So I just let you hear my side of the conversation, because I did not let them know that they would be on the air, so I did not put them on the air. But, class, I just want you to know, this is what I do. When I'm behind the microphone during the commercial breaks, I pick up the phone and I call city governments, I call state governments, I call these people who are in the news doing what I consider causing problems for us. And let me give you her number. Let me give you her number in case you'd like to call her. Her name is Linnea, L-I-N-N-E-A. And I had to ask her for her last name. Peter Sheff, P-E-T-E-R-C-H-E-F-F. Her direct number, 317-233-6527. 317-233-6527. Check out the article on page one, then give her a call and let her know whatever you think. Frank, you kind of know what I do, but that's what I did. I mean, what the heck is with these people? This woman, you know, here's what happened. There was somebody with a chainsaw that cut down a tree, a tree surgeon, and then out of this tree came this little squirrel. And I mean, this squirrel was probably, maybe 2 inches long. And so the woman who rescued the squirrel fed her with a bottle, a syringe, you know, or fed the squirrel, raised the squirrel. The squirrel put the squirrel in a cage. The squirrel became domesticated and was this woman's pet. Well, now the Department of Natural Resources of Indiana is demanding that she turn over her squirrel, from her tree to them. Why would she do that? Well, they say she didn't have the proper permit. Really? Now, if I were rescuing a squirrel and the squirrel were in danger of death, I wouldn't call up the state of Missouri and say, listen, can you guys tell me what I need to do, what paperwork, what fees, what taxes I need to pay in order to keep this squirrel that's on my property? Can you help me with that? I'd never do that. It wouldn't even occur to me to do that. So that's this woman. They want to take her squirrel. Frank, your thoughts on that?
Well, this is pretty well pandemic in just about any jurisdiction where you do something and you want to, you know, remedy it, and then you get heavy-handed. That's very common. In the case of the squirrel, this lady's got a big fight on her hands.
Well, let's help her. Let's help her. 317-233-6527. Call Linnea Petersheff right now. Call her and tell her what you think. Frank and I will be right back. Let's talk about the government shutdown.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
new goatee season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I can't help it. I was talking with Nathan during the break, and Nathan was not expecting me to be on the phone when the next segment was starting, when I was talking to the Fish and Wildlife Department of Indiana. I was just on the phone, and I thought, you know what, I can hang up on this woman or I can ask her my questions. But she did not like the fact that I asked her if they were going to kill this little squirrel that this woman raised. They don't like that. Government doesn't like it when you know what they're up to. So if you'd like to call her up, 317-233-6527. 317-223. I'm sorry. Let me start over. 317-233. 317-233-6527. Fish and Wildlife, Indiana Department of Natural Resources. Lene Petersheff, P-E-T-E-R-C-H-E-F-F, is the person I talk to. Frank Underhill, why don't we talk about the government shutdown? What's so bad about that? What would be so bad about the government shutting down?
That is the whole point. I don't really think anything would ever change in really the way we go about our business. And perhaps if there was a shutdown, these people would just simply go home, have a holiday, stay off the television for a while, and people can go on about their business.
But wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if those government guys would just go home? I think most of America, those that are actually paying the bills, would love to see those guys just go home and stop causing problems. Frank, we've got a caller right now. Let's see.
Well, Vincent, Mike. We pay the bills.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Taxpayer pays the bills.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. We pay the bills.
They don't pay the bills. We pay the bills.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, you're on the air with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Vincent. I'm traveling again as usual on this Monday morning, and I'm listening to Sir About the Lady, and if she is not of Native American descent, it doesn't matter. She can still become a Namenha medicine person. She can assert to the state or the feds that as part of her religious convictions, she's caring for the planet, and therefore, she is not doing any harm to anyone. She's practicing an observance of her faith and her spirituality, and therefore, she is exempt for caring for that little squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you're right. And when I became a medicine man, Namenha, I pledged that I would be caring, and this was up to me to decide what I wanted to what I wanted to do, and I wanted to heal the planet, people, animals, and community. That was what I wanted to do. And I wanted to do it in a way that I call being in the smoke signals department. And that means raising awareness, raising consciousness to what is happening, meaning the radio broadcast, telling people what's really happening and what we can do about it. But it absolutely outrages me that this government is even concerned about this squirrel. How many people do we have to pay, and how much does it cost for them to be in the way? And what she said to me is, well, you know, we don't know if this squirrel has a disease. Well, now, exactly what would they do? Well, if they think that the squirrel might have rabies, the way they find out, I believe, is they cut the head off and look at the brain and go, shoot, it didn't have rabies. That's what I think they do. That's what they do with raccoons.
There was a story about a person who had helped a deer that was injured and raised it. I believe it was in Indiana. And someone reported the person for having the deer, and the state came and held them at gunpoint, found the deer, and then killed the deer. They didn't think they killed it, but they brought the deer back in a bag, and so they were collecting it for safekeeping. And yeah, I mean, we're dealing with satanic Nazi morons, but you don't have to. You can assert your rights. You're not under the privileges of the government when you're not under and subject to the government. I can't articulate these points like Chief Cloud Parler can, but I know that there's been many who have exercised their rights as the Menai Medicine Man, and we certainly have had him on before to talk about this. I think this would be a prime case for a person that wants to avail themselves of the protections that are recognized under international law, treaty, and I think once the people there realize they're not dealing, just the person's going to roll over, they'll leave her alone.
Well, Mike, I'm going to call Chief Cloudpiler after the broadcast, and I'm going to ask him if he'll come on with us and discuss this specific case with us, and also give us some more information about what we as Namenha can be doing. Class, Mike Parsons is with us. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's traveling. He's in his vehicle. He is Namenha. I am Namenha. Dr. Norman Shealy is Namenha. Of course, Chief Cloudpiler is. And there are other medical professionals who are also Native American medicine men adoptees and medicine woman adoptees in Namenha. And so we'll have Chief Cloudpiler on, and we'll talk about how you, too, can be spiritually adopted and become one of us, Namenha. Mike, did you have something else you wanted to share with us?
I just had a personal note. I've been raising wolves for 37 years now, and back when Tennessee didn't have a prohibition against them, a lot of people had them. They had big cats, and they were the pets. The state, since in the early 90s, passed a law requiring you to permit to have large cats or wolves. They regulate them as a class one animal, same as rhinoceroses and inherently dangerous animals as they claim. But the reality is that being a Cherokee Wolf Clan descent, I gave the state notice, and now as the men, I've also put them on further notice. But I think that once you put them on notice, they tend to realize that you're not going away and that you're going to stand your ground. I have never had any problem from any form of government regarding my wolves. Now, my wolves have never hurt anyone. I've never hurt anyone. But if you don't put them on notice and let them know you're asserting your rights, they tend to run amok and want to take advantage of the scenario. I have friends that have big cats. We're talking cougars and mountain lions that are in their home, and they are perfectly safe. Now, that's an unusual situation to the average person who's never been around a big cat. Certainly, there are people that are not familiar with wolves that would think that's an oddity. But the fact is that there's never been a case where a person has been killed by a wild wolf in the United States or Canada, but yet people still have these fears. And I certainly encourage everybody, if we can get people to go to Namenha.org to avail themselves of that information, because there's so many things that once you realize that what you're dealing with is an illusion of government and not a real government, it's an illusion, you can take responsibility and be the sovereign, the creator, the controlling entity, as it were, and it's kind of nice to be left the heck alone.
Mike, you're absolutely right. We've got a poor connection with you, Mike, so we're going to have to say thanks so much, and you know, please call in anytime. Thanks a lot. And Namenha.org, Namenha.org, if you'd like more information. There's also a link on page one at the bottom of USAPrepares.com to Chief Cloudpiler. Just click on that, and you'll go right to Namenha.org, and you can learn how you, too, can be spiritually adopted the same way that Mike and I are, and Dr. Norman Shealy. So thanks so much. Frank, we're talking about the government shutdown, and I actually think it would be a good thing. I really do. You know, less intervention, and of course, some of us might be concerned, shoot, you know, how do we have a national defense? That continues. That just goes on, even with the government shutdown. But let's continue. What are your thoughts about the government shutdown, Frank?
Well, it's probably even necessary, and if this goes to help pare back spending, cut the deficit, then I'm all in for it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with the government shutdown. I really, really don't. Frank, want to talk about gold and silver?
Well, I would have thought gold would have had a big move today, but
yeah.
I guess funds are not pouring into the safe haven of gold as a counter investment. However, gold looks like it is coming back up, but ironically, the dollar is even lower today too. So, I don't know. Perhaps maybe it's profit taking in gold, but I would have thought it would have had a large percentage move today, but I guess that hasn't materialized.
Yeah, I'm looking at gold at 1329, and I'm looking at silver at 21.82.
Well, that's up from where it was. It was down to 1320 this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, but silver's not moving too much. And but, you know, I was talking to one of our instructors over the weekend about and I like to look at silver dollars. And I was telling him that I'm interested in buying some. And he said, you know, the premiums are really high. And I said, well, how high? He said, well, the melt value of silver dollars right now is about $16.70. So if you look at a silver dollar today, if you look at how much the silver component of a silver dollar is worth, it's about $16.70. Well, he told me that just average silver dollars, nothing special, not even really nice ones, just okay ones, are going to be about $30. So I went to eBay just before the broadcast and cull silver dollars, the ones that you would really not want because they're not really nice. They're banged up, ding, they have problems. Each one of them has a problem. That's why they're culled out. Well, that's C-U-L-L. $27 a piece plus $2 shipping. So that's $29 for culls. And this coin dealer I was talking with over the weekend said, you know, if you want a nice one, you're going to be in the $30 to $35 neighborhood. Not to AU or BU, just nice. $30 to $35 for silver dollars. So the premium, Frank, is there. It's high. It's high. So there is a demand. Even though we're looking at silver at 21.82 an ounce, if you really want it in a silver dollar, you're going to pay a premium. Frank Underhill, Ben Finelli. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about gold and silver.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Oh, we travel. travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned
Greg,
opinions. Instruction
Greg,
matters.
This animal,
at the controls,
this squirrel
Vincent
fell on
Minnelli.
Our property. And, this animal just fell on our property, and she raised it from a little pup. The animal would fit in the palm of her hand very, very comfortably. So she raised this pup, Greg, and you're the director of the Department of Natural Resources in Indiana? Assistant director. Okay. Well, Greg, I'm back on the air, so I cannot continue this discussion, but would you like to come on the air with me and talk about this? No? Well, I'd love to have you on the air because I'd like you to explain why this woman is not allowed to keep this animal. I mean, it makes no sense. She rescued it. Now, let me ask you this. Okay. Oh, she didn't take. Hey, Greg, I wish I could continue this discussion, but I am on the air. Thanks so much. I'll call you back, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you. Boy, am I frustrated. I can't believe it. Anyway, I was on the phone, Frank, with the director, assistant director, Greg McCollan, C-O-L-L-A-N, of Department of Natural Resources in the state of Indiana. During the break, I called him. And he said that this permit, you know, for this woman to get the permit for the squirrel is only $10. And I said, okay, so she pays $10 and she can keep the squirrel, right? He goes, No. All wildlife in Indiana is owned by the citizenry. So everybody owns this squirrel. So since everybody owns this squirrel, she has to turn it over to the state. I said, she's in custody of the animal. She has raised the animal. She said, but she's not in legal possession. These guys are thugs. These guys are going to take an animal that's perfectly happy, perfectly safe, and I'll bet you they want to kill it. I'll bet you. Like they did with the deer that we were talking about just a few minutes ago. Let me give you their number. 317-233-6527. The guy who I was on the phone with recently, just just a couple seconds ago, Greg McCollan, C-O-L-L-A-N, Greg, G-R-E-G, M-C, C-O-L-L-A-N. He's the assistant director. Why don't you give him a call? Tell him what you think. Frank, I'm so frustrated. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I just can't imagine what would happen here if a squirrel fell out of a tree. The mother was killed because a tree surgeon cut the tree down and didn't know there was a squirrel's nest in there. And I know for a fact Mrs. Finelli would raise that squirrel. That squirrel would become taken care of right here. The cats, the dogs, everybody would get along, and that squirrel would be released. What exactly is the problem? And would I pay $10 for a permit to take care of something like that? Absolutely not. I'd never do it, no matter what. Frank?
Well, I think that this lady should be entitled to look after the squirrel, and it's not like she's abusing it or anything, so I don't see what the harm would be.
Well, I think, yeah, the harm would come from turning it over to Fish and Wildlife or the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. That's where the harm would come in my opinion. I can't prove it, but it's my belief. Based on the actions that they've done before where they've killed, you know, deer have been rescued and saved, and then they go and kill them. Okay, Frank. So, gold and silver. Oh, man. I'm so glad that there's not a camera on me. I don't think it'd be good. I don't think it'd be good. Frank,
well, as I was saying before the break, I thought gold would have had a big move today, and I thought people should be happy to be getting this kind of news.
Yeah, that the government might shut down. We haven't bombed any foreign countries in a few weeks. Yeah, good news, right?
Should be.
Frank, what do you want to talk about on the other side of the break? I've got
a
list here. What do you think?
There's a story that I follow up here, and I follow it closely here. About homeowner association, so we can pick
Let's
that,
do that
after the break.
Homeowners associations.
Aggressive
Frank Underhill,
ones.
CEO. Yeah, Frank Underhill, CEO, underhillsecurities.com. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Vinny's going to calm down. He's got about 6 minutes to do so. We'll be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filter System are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future, and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.